Blissful darkness rose, like the black waves at night, washing over me again. More hour days passed. I tried not to feel them, tried not to exist. But agonizing, unwanted consciousness forced itself upon me more frequently. Sometimes cool rags pressed to my head, my cheeks, wiping sweat and bile from my face. "If she dies, she can't," I heard someone say. "She can't die." Thanks for discussing my death while I'm lying here on the brink of it. Sorry to disappoint you, but I can. And in fact, may depart this world tonight. The thought had appeal. I wouldn't have to marry this young king, and I wouldn't even have to jump to the rocks. Death could carry me out right from the discomfort of my own bed.
"If we lose her, the other one is too young to marry. She can't give Jules heirs for another 16 years at best. The king will never stand for it. This one's gotta live."
In my pain-addled fog, I didn't comprehend what the men were saying.
"Maybe if we bring her here, she'll mature earlier. 12, maybe 13. She could marry the young king in a decade if we're lucky."
Oh my God. Jonah. They're talking about Jonah. Even in my fevered state, my blood ran cold. My eyes popped open as I understood. If I died, they'd take my baby sister in my place. How? Why didn't I think of that before? I was such a fool. I'd missed the obvious again. Not understanding the scope of potential events, how all-encompassing and far-reaching consequences could be, all revolving around me, whether I lived or died.